Old Central Victoria, you're in excess, the one thing on the home stretch. Thanks to our friends at Bendigo Outdoor Power Equipment. Hope you're doing well on this overcast Tuesday afternoon. If you are travelling on the roads, please take it easy. Joining us now, as she does each and every Tuesday, Helen Yorston, the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre. Good afternoon, Helen.
Good afternoon, Daniel. And yes, it's a bit dull out there, isn't it?
It is, but we're getting one step closer to spring.
That's exactly right, every day.
Trying to put the positive spin on it. All right, Helen, plenty to get through this afternoon. I like this one. Riding develops abilities or riding for the disabled. This is fantastic.
They are a fantastic group of passionate people who meet out at Mandurang. And yes, everyone usually refers to them as riding for the disabled, but I know they like to look at it from the point of view that giving people with a disability the opportunity to sit and feel what it feels like to have a ride on a horse gives you the opportunity to develop all sorts of abilities. So anyone out there who's listening, who's got a bit of spare time on a Wednesday morning in particular and would love to support people with a disability, children and adults or impairments, who just have that opportunity to sit on a horse and have a ride. And apparently the movement on the horse is really good for our bodies and especially for people with a disability. So if that appeals to anybody, why not give us a call or link with RDA on their Facebook page or email rdabendigo@gmail.com. And I'm sure they'd love to hear from you.
Great.
But maybe Bendigo Financial Services might be of another interest to people. And they support vulnerable people living in our community to lend a hand and do some interviews and help support other people. And especially they're looking for emergency relief workers to assist with clients with parcels and budgeting. And, you know, sometimes we have a struggle to be able to pay our bills and get the pennies to add up. So that sort of support is required. And Neil's interviewers, that's helping people also. A bit of data entry, paper collections and filing and a few things like that. So if that appeals to anybody, Craig at Bendigo Family and Financial Services would love to hear from you on 5441 5277, or you can email bfss@reception@bfss.org.au.
And we'll have all the details, of course, on our website a little later. Helen Yorston, the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre, joins us this afternoon talking volunteering opportunities. Of course, the cold weather, a lot of people doing it tough at the moment. The homeless, Bendigo Winter Night Shelter is seeking some assistance.
Yes, that's right, Daniel. They're a fantastic group of volunteers, again, who provide meals and shelter for homeless people living in our community from June through to the end of August. So, of course, as you can imagine, it requires a lot of volunteers because every night a week, unfortunately, there are homeless people in our community.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking for people to help, but they're also looking for a few other skills. So if you're a skilled volunteer, we would like a little bit of experience on helping on the board and especially a secretarial role. They're looking for to be able to attend regular meetings, take some minutes, but help with the planning. A lot of planning goes in behind the scenes, or maybe you'd like to be on the ground and be the project coordinator and helping with organising everyday little events and meals because they move around. So there's a bit of problem solving and sometimes a bit of crisis management, but excellent coordination skills are required and good at liaising with people who are doing the rosters and, of course, with the clients who are benefiting from the support that homeless people give them. But then maybe you just want to help with kitchen hands, be a meter and chat and all sorts of opportunities there. So if you like to email volunteers@bwns.org.au and complete a registration form, and that might be the way to go to help out till the end of August. But again, our aged care facilities are slowly opening up again and encouraging volunteers. And Bentley's Aged Care, they're looking for some happy volunteers, which are, of course, most volunteers are, but looking for people to interact with older residents who are perhaps a bit lonely and need a bit of cheering up. So if you like to appeal to people to enhance the lives of our elderly residents in our community, why not have a chat with Sandra at Bentley's Aged Care Facility and play a few activities with the residents or help with the garden. Lots of different opportunities there.
Plenty of great opportunities for volunteering this week. Helen, if anyone is interested, how can they get in touch with you? Because obviously your winter hours have changed at the library.
That's right, yes. Our winter hours for July and August are between 10 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. They can give us a call on 5441 1404. Pop in, of course, into the library, or just Google Bendigo Volunteers and you'll find other lots of wonderful opportunities to help connect to community and make a difference to the lives of others.
Hey, Helen, really do appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you very much. Helen Yorston there, the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre. Riding develops abilities, the Bendigo Family and Financial Services, Bendigo Winter Night Shelter and Bentley's Aged Care. All the details up on our website at goldcentralvictoria.com.au.